Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our country's employment situation remains in a quagmire, with millions fewer unemployed now than when the pandemic started, but yet companies are still struggling to find qualified workers. One explanation has been that many people have decided to simply change careers, and this is being referred to as the Great Resignation. Our next guest says he thinks he knows why this is happening. Franklin Buchanan is founder of Post Up Careers. He joins us now by phone from his office in Aiken, South Carolina. Franklin, welcome to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit more about what it is that you do.
In 2014, I helped my brother-in-law with his resume. He told me about a resume writer he'd spoken with and posted an ad that night, got my first client, and that's led me to where I am today with my own company, Post Up Careers. I help my clients tell their career story in a compelling fashion that helps them get noticed by employers to get them interviews and offers quicker.
All right, and so let's dive into this topic now of the Great Resignation. For those not familiar somehow with this term, tell us what that means and what's going on here.
To boil it down, it means everyone's leaving their current job. I saw a publication today, 4.5 million people left their job in the month of November alone. What the pandemic created is incredible opportunity for people looking to get out of their current position and into something new, whether that is the same thing at a different company, a step up, or a complete turnaround in changing direction in their career.
And so I suppose the pandemic relief, the unemployment support helped people to just go ahead and make that decision?
I wouldn't go that far. I think that the pandemic relief and the stimulus support helped people navigate what was an incredibly challenging time for millions of people, because what happened was millions of people were all of a sudden sent home with no clear picture as to when they would come back to their jobs. What that created was, outside of angst and nervousness and confusion, when companies began bringing people back, it created opportunity. Because as people came back, as after they'd been sitting home for months, questioning whether or not they'd even have a job, it opened up avenues for them to go elsewhere. And when one person changes a job and goes to another company, a seat opens that needs to get filled. And those dominoes started to fall, which has led to more and more opportunity for people to change jobs right now.
What trends are you seeing? What types of jobs in general are people leaving, and what types of jobs are they gravitating towards?
That's impossible to answer. I have people go from manager to director. I have people go from director to senior director. I have people go from production worker to help desk. The biggest trend, if I had to pick one, would be the desire to stay remote. Companies that are bringing their employees back to the office, they're finding a lot of those people don't want to. They want to stay at home. They like the flexibility of going and doing a load of laundry or going and checking on the kids in the next room in the middle of their workday. So the biggest trend is people looking for remote work.
And one of the trends that we've heard about is the hospitality industry. The workers in hospitality and in restaurants have been leaving for jobs with better benefits, working in distribution facilities and fulfillment centers.
I got to be honest with you, that's not one that I've seen. It's not surprising to hear, because the restaurant industry has traditionally paid low wages. You live off of tips. You have odd hours when you could go and make $18, $19, $20 an hour working at an Amazon warehouse. It's not something that I see a lot of just with my own personal client base, but it's not surprising to hear.
Well, Franklin, if someone listening right now is considering joining the Great Resignation and changing careers, what are the top five pieces of advice that you would give them?
First thing, Mike, update your resume. Make sure it's impactful and actionable. The second thing, get your LinkedIn profile up to date. 95% of recruiters, according to a recent article by Forbes, are going on LinkedIn first to source for talent. The third thing is, know your career story. When you're in an interview, every question they ask is an opportunity to tell a story. The fourth, know your worth. Write down, before you start any of this, how much money you want to make in your next job. Let that be your target. And the fifth, be patient. While the job market's crazy right now, lots of people are getting interviews and offers quickly. Depending on the publication that you read, the average job search is averaging between 4.5 to 6.5 months. So these things do take some time.
Well, Franklin, thank you so much for your time today.
Mike, I appreciate it.
Franklin Buchanan is founder of Post Up Careers. He joined us by phone from his office in Aiken, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear the show again as well as wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.